new sugya. It's actually coming off a little bit of some of the principles that we spoke about in the previous sugya, but it's really going to take on a life in and of itself. And at first glance, it seems like it's very, very far removed from the realm of lemaisa. And we'll see as the sugya develops that there is a very important nekud that's nagel halach lemaisa for us. But the sugya starts back in the world of Kesher and Shtar, back to the world it's hard for us to get away out of that world. But the Gemara is trying to prove different sources for the principle of Kedusha Kesef, for the principle of Kedusha Shtar. And at one point, the Gemara thought that maybe we don't even need a pasuk to tell me Kedusha Shtar. Maybe we can learn it out for Kavachayma. So what was the original Kavachayma that we spoke about already last week, the week before? Was that we know that Shtar is more effective than Kesef, because when it comes to being Megarish a woman, when it comes to transferring her back to her own Rishos, to Gevishin, so we know that Shtar does work and Kesef doesn't work. So in the hierarchy of Kinyonim, Shtar seems to be a more effective Kinyon than Kesef. So now we already have established that Kesef is good for Kedushin, Kich Mistei Afron. So Kavachom Shtar should work. That was the Shach Matar of the Gemara that set us up already for quite some time. So the Gemara said, not so simple. The Gemara said that maybe Kesef is more effective than Shtar. Even though Nuchas Gevishin, that's not the case. But in other areas of Halacha, Kesef is more effective than Shtar, and that was the Gemara's proof about Pidyon, Kekdesh, and Maisa Sheni. That Kesef can be used for Pidyon, Shtar can't be used for Pidyon, whatever that means, Rashi, Rashburg, 3 weeks worth of Shurim, but whatever that meant, Tachlis, the Gemara used that as a Pircha of the Kavachomer. So the Shakmatai, the flow of the Gemara is, we had a potential Kavachomer, we had a refutation of the Kavachomer, and now come to Rishonim and say, wait a second, maybe that refutation wasn't as great a refutation as we thought. And Tosfos presents what the refutation of the refutation is. So I have to keep track already at 6:25 in the morning, but that's what we're trying to figure out. We're trying to figure out, was that question of Pidyon Maaseh Sheni, Pidyon is really such a powerful question? So comes Tosfos with the following formulation, the first of the Rambam comes. V'im Toimer, V'neima kavachama mikarkaos, she'einan motzios, afilu hachim achnisos. So says Tosfos, if you want to give a hierarchy of Kesef and Shtar, don't talk about regular Kesef. Talk about a very unique type of Kesef. Namely, talk about a piece of land, a piece of real estate. What's the din in terms of real estate? Can you be Megarish and Isha with a Shtar? Absolutely not. We learned about this earlier in the year. If you write a get on Karka or Mechubla Karka, that's not acceptable. But says Tosfos, the Filach HaMachnisos. But it still will be effective in order to affect Kedushin. Perish, the Adam Yachal Kaddish Isha Bakarka, the Ein Miskeresh is Bakarka. V'asam Leikala Meifach Shkein Poldim Bohekdesh. So says Tosfos, what in the world do you gain by attempting to use the Kavachomer for the piece of Karka? What do you gain by Karka? So you have to know one detail in Halacha, says Tosfos. You can't use Karka to be pulled the Hekdesh of Maaseh Sheni. You can only be pulled the Hekdesh with a Dovah Shematatlin. I could take a Dovah Kaddish and say, I'm going to transfer this Kedusha onto something else. I'm going to transfer it onto cash. I'm going to transfer the Kedusha onto other Metatlin. What I can't do is, I can't transfer the Hekdesh onto Karka. So since Karka is not Nitan for Pidyon, if it's not Nitan for Pidyon, then the Pircha, the question of Malik Kesef Shekin Poldin, just fell by the wayside. So once I remove that Pircha, then I'm back in business. Then I can learn a Kavachomer again. That's basically Tosfos Kasha. So that was the formulation of Tosfos Kasha. Now, that Kasha is only true if you can be Mekadosh and Isha with Karka. You may remember all the way back, the beginning of the year, when we spoke about that there was a major Machlekes Rishonim, can you even do that or not? Is it possible to be Mekadosh and Isha? I'm going to transfer ownership to my house, and that'll be the Kesef Kedushin. I'm going to be Machner, a piece of my backyard, a piece of my field, and that's going to be the Kesef Kedushin. So most Rishonim said that was okay. That's what Tosfos' opinion is. That's what Tosfos is formulating the question. But if you take a look quickly, in the second of the Marma Komos, with the Tosfos HaRosh, he asks the same question. So with the second line in the middle, V'yesh Lomar, Deshema Einisha Nikis Bekarka. Says the Tosfos HaRosh, well, we're not even so sure that you can be Mekadosh and Isha with Karka for technical reasons. So from Get, a whole Chagad earlier in the year. So if you say that Ein Isha Nikis Bekarka, then of course the formulation of Tosfos Kasha does get off the ground. But we're going to give Tosfos the benefit of the doubt right now. We're going to accept Tosfos Kasha and say, wait a second, why doesn't the Gemara build up a Kal V'Chomer not from kesef in general. If kesef which doesn't work for get works for kedusha, etc. Why doesn't the Gemara ask from the very very specific case of karka? So Tosos answers v'yeshlamar. The ikla meifrach says Tosos, the last thing you want to ask from is karka. Why? Mala karka shken kodim etaltler agava on top of bishtar. Karka has something very, very special to it. Karka has a unique quality of kinyanim that nothing else has. What's that unique quality? What's called the kinyan agav. It's a mishnah, maseches kedusha daf chavav, that if I want to sell you karka as well as metaltalin, I don't have to do a maisa kinyan on the metaltalin. So I want to sell you a piece of land in New York and a car sitting in California. There's no need for you to pick up the car. No need for you to drive the car. No need to do a maisa kinyan on the car. Car is nikne agav the karka. So comes Telson and says, as soon as you introduce karka into the mix, I'm gonna blow you out of the water. I'm gonna refute your anything that has to do with karka, I'm gonna refute, because karka has such a powerful, effective way of creating kinyanim that other things don't have the ability to do. So therefore Telson breathes a sigh of relief and says, don't put karka into the mix, you're just gonna get yourself into trouble. Ad kandivyatosis. So we're going to now steer a little bit clear from these kavachemes and these pirchas and this back and forth. We're going to focus on one nekuda that just emanated from Tosfos, namely our sugya as to which method of kedushin is effective is clearly a sugya d'oraisa. We're trying to figure out whether a woman is neshes ishmin of Torah or not. So we're trying to figure out, is kesef a good kinyan, shtar a good kinyan? We're using midah shatar nedreshes, ma'am. We're using gezer shavas. We're using hakeshim. We're using kavachemes. We're using pirchas. We're refuting kavachemes. Those are all creation, all tools that are used in the creation of dinim d'oraisa. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu the Torah Shebaal Peh, so we gave him two parts of the Torah Shebaal Peh. He gave him the dinim of Torah Shebaal Peh. He told him that tefillin a square and tefillin a block, and he told him how to shecht an animal. He gave him the lavatess melachas. He gave him the details of Torah Shebaal Peh. And he also was Maisik to Moshe Rabbeinu. How do you derive, in a sense, new halachas? How do you compare halachas? How do you derive one thing from another? Those would be this kavachai, mirin, mematzinus, and hekesh, etc. So here the Gemara is playing around, and Tosfos is playing around with these types of midah, shatar, and reshels, of kavachai, mirin, and pirchas, and kavachai, mirin, and pirchas, and pirchas, etc. These are clearly in the realm of deraisas. So if Tosfos just used, as part of their discussion concerning the derivation within deraisa, the principle of kinyan agav, Tosfos said that kinyan agav, that special, unique din, you could buy betalta agav karka, Tosfos threw that into the mix. It is clear as day that Tosfos understood that Kinyan Agav is a real bona fide Kinyan Midaraisa. Lu Yitzuya, if it would be that that institution of Kinyan Agav would have only been Derabanan, then it would have been a very inappropriate Kasha to ask. I'm talking Deraisas, and you're asking Kashas, you're bringing Pirchas and Rayas from Dinam Derabanan. So it's no question from this Tosfos in condition of A that these Balei Tosfos were of the opinion that the institution of Kinyan Agav is really a din d'oraisa. That mishnah, that chavav and kedushin, that I could sell you land and without doing anything, hocus pocus on the metaltan, they become yours as well, that's clearly a din min ha-Torah. So Rabbi Kineger, in his notes in Gil Nashas, on this Tosfos, so makes that a one little circle with a dot in it. Rabbi Kineger puts that as marker and he says, according to this Tosfos, Kinyan Agav is d'oraisa. Why is that surprising? Why is that something that's so exciting? Is it aren't Kinyanim generally speaking with d'oraisa? Well, it depends where the kinyanim are derived from. So Kinyan Agav has a very, very strange source to it. The Gemara in Kedushin Daf Chavav quotes Munani Mili. How do you know you can make different kinyanim? So the Gemara quotes Psukim for kinyan. How to buy land in Metaltlin. So there are Psukim that we spoke a little bit about last week. About Torah Mos Konos. You can buy Metaltlin in a Torah with Kesef. Karka could also be purchased. Pashas in a Torah with Kesef. Shtar, Chazocha. Most of the kinyanim are deraisa. When it comes to this kid in Agav, the Gemara has a strange statement. The Gemara says, "Benon immediately, how do you know that there's a kid in Agav? The chsiva yita lamaviyam kesef ezov matanos ari mitzuyah shebihuda." So that is not a pasuk in the Chumash Shetara. It's not even a pasuk in Novi. It's a pasuk in Ksuvim. It's a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim. We're stretching the limits of the Shir Bochur's knowledge. I mean, it's Divrei Hayomim. Can't get later than that in terms of a Kisvei HaKodesh. And it's stating Divrei Hayomim that Yehoshaphat, if I'm not mistaken, gave gifts to his sons. And the way the Pasuk describes his giving of the gifts was, Im Arei Mitzvahs Behuda. He gave them gold and silver, together with fortified cities in Eretz Yehuda. I guess Ramat Bet Shemesh, the Arei Yehuda. So comes the Gemara and says, what does that pasuk mean? Im ari mitzuris bihuda. So according to the Peshut of Shemikra, all it means is he gave him gold, gave him silver, and he also, by the way, gave him a gift of land. So the Tosha Rapeh says, no, that he gave him gold and silver through the vehicle of the acquiring of the land. They only made a kiddin on the land, and agav the land, they acquired the kesven zav, etc. So Gemara says, you see, for me, there's an institution called kiddin agav. So one could take the approach, this is a pasuk in Divrei Yomim, it's hard to believe that's a din deraisa, maybe it's only a din derabbanan, maybe the pasuk is just telling you a tekanas l'chavim, maybe the whole institution of agav is only a derabbanan. We know there are certain kinyanim that are derabbanan, this is not the first, last of kinyanim derabbanan, but one could read the Gemara that way. So clearly our Tosfos in Kedushin Afei was not reading the Gemara that way, so we can make a point out, clearly Tosfos was assuming that this is a din deraisa. How in the world could it be a din deraisa if the source is from a pasuk in Divrei Yomim? Ad the asa Divrei Yomim man amra. What were they doing before Divrei Yomim? So the Gemara asked this question in other places. The Gemara will sometimes quote a pasuk from Yecheskel, a pasuk from Navi here and there to serve as the source for a din deraisa. So the Gemara asked the question, ad the asa Yecheskel man amra. Until Yecheskel came around, what were they doing? So the Gemara will respond, the Gemara does respond, that hilchos ha-gemira lav asa Yecheskel v'yas b'chei akra. But there were certain dinim that were halacha moshe b'sinai. There were certain dinim that were part of Amisar, part of Tosha B'Peh. They weren't recorded in the Chumash per se. There were a lot of dinim that were Tosha B'Peh. And throughout the years, so when the Navi was writing, the Navi referred to some pre-existing din deraisa. When the Ksuvim were written, so they, Baruch HaKadosh, they referred to a pre-existing din deraisa. So when in the days when Divrei Yomim was put together, so it's not pshat that they were mechadesh the din of agav. The Anshei Knesset HaGedolah put together Divrei Yomim. They weren't saying, okay, now in the power invested of us, we're hereby instituting a din of kiddin agav. No, I'm happy to. Kiddin agav was around, it was as old as the hills, all the way back to Mamre HaSinai. It's just that it wasn't recorded in the Tosha B'Chsav. Like many other things that weren't recorded in the Tosha B'Chsav, but it really has the full force of a din deraisa. So from the Gemara condition itself, Chavav, you can't tell one way or the other. But from this Taisus, you can tell. So that was Rabbi Kivega's deal. From the fact that Taisus made this part of this whole complicated, convoluted Kavachemias with Mamatzinos, with Pirchas, with Kashas, Mises, vis-a-vis Dinim Deraisa, it's clear that the Baalei Taisus looked at Kiddin Agav through the eyes of a Kiddin Deraisa. So the question is that true? Is that agreed upon? It's true that Taisus held this way. Does everybody agree to this? So clearly when we pose a question like that, the answer is no, otherwise we will go down chakras. So there are going to be other Rishonim that disagree, even within the camp, within the world of the Baalei HaTosfos. There are other Rishonim, notably other Tosfos and Shas, that seem to throw a question into this, and this is ultimately going to be really where Asugi begins. So what interests, I mean, every Nikud in the Gemara interests us, but Lamaisa, we all know that when all the dust settles in Kedushin Defei, a woman is nicknamed either Bekesav or Shtar or Bia. So we all know when all the Kavachemers are done, we know what the conclusion is. What's interesting now for us is to extract this one almost tangential part of the sugya that came about because of a Tosfos Kasha. The Tosfos is now Mechadesh, just Kiddin Agav's Deraisa. Hopefully we're going to see other Rishonim will disagree, and then we're going to have to see, mind of who cares? At the end of the day, do we ever do Kiddin Agav? And if we do Kiddin Agav, do we really care whether it's Deraisa or Derabanan? So the answer to both of those questions is an absolute resounding yes. We do Kiddin Agav, and it does interest us whether it's a Deraisa or Derabanan. And it's almost the Yad HaDiyayma. Coming around Mechiras Chametz time, so one of the kinyanim that we use for Mechiras Chametz happens to be a kiddin agav, and there is very serious discussion whether that kiddin agav is effective or not, and a lot of the lumdus behind Mechiras Chametz is now going to revolve, believe it or not, around these different tosfim. So we're going to go back to the lumdus, back to the sugis, and try to figure out one question that's going to permeate the next day or two shiurim. Is kiddin agav deraiso or derabanan? And once we ascertain what it is or is not, then to go the next step, and who cares? Might enough commit and how this impacts on halacha l'maisa in terms of avachiris chametz. So we have one day in Tosfos down pat that kiddin agav is deraisa, but now we're looking for another. We're looking for those who disagree. So the background of those who disagree is a sugya in the fourth of the Brahma Kamos. It begins above a comment of your Aleph of a Beis. It's a fairly long sugya. We're not going to learn the entire sugya. We're trying just to take the parts that interest us. So the Gemara begins with the following statement. The top of the beginning of the fourth of the Rambam comes from Ulam Rabbi Lazar. Hilchasa Goyvin min ha'avadim. So the Gemara says that if you owe me money, so I can be gover from different property of yours, and one of the things that I can be gover from, even your avadim, if you own it ever kanani and you are reneg on the loan, I can go to Beis Din and Beis Din will take away your avadim and give those avadim to me. So Amalei Rav Nachman Ula. So Rav Nachman asked Ula about this statement that he had reported the name of Elazar. Amar Rabbi Elazar Afilu Miyasmei. He asked him, did Rabbi Elazar say that you can even collect from the Avadim of Yesomim, namely Ruvain borrowed money from me. So I have a shtar that says he owes me $10,000. And now Ruvain never paid back, and Ruvain died. And now I want to go after his yorshim. Okay, I'm allowed to go to his yorshim. So did Rabbi Elazar say you could even go to the avadim of the yorshim? So why is that interesting? Why is that important, whether you can go to the avadim of the yorshim? Because there's a general principle in terms of being goyf echov of halva, you can go to yorshim, but you can only go to the karka of the yorshim. You can't go to the metaltlan of the yorshim. So if Reuben owes you $1,000 and he dies, I can go after his real estate that he gave the Yerusha, but I can't go after his metaltlan. Why is that? So that's a big machlokes we showed him why that's true, but that's what it says in the Gemara, that you can only go to the karka, you can't go to the metaltlan. There is a takana segaonim. After the days of the Gemara, the Gaonim made a takana that changes. They made a hefker based in hefker that you're allowed to go even after the metaltalin of the Yisomim Bezman Hazeh. The reason being that the Gaonim explained that in the olden days, so it was basically an agricultural society, so most people had real estate. So it was possible to get the real estate. Bezman Hazeh, it's going to be impossible. Bezman Hazeh, a lot of people didn't own real estate anyway. So the only thing people had was metaltalin. So every time I lend money to somebody, if the guy dies, if I can't go after his metaltalin, I'm never going to get paid back. So no one's going to ever want to lend money. You have an older guy who wants to borrow money. I'm not going to lend you money. I don't think you get the actuaries will get in there and tell you the guy's not going to live very long. So I'm going to lend you money. It's not a good investment. And I know I'm never going to be able to get the property after you die because you don't own any real estate. So the guy only made a special taqwana, almost in a sense, to change what the real din is. So the ikar din is that you don't go after metaltalin, but as matters that we do, again, leaving that aside, back to the days of the Gemara. So when the Gemara is raising the question whether I'm allowed to collect from the avodim of the Yisomana, what the Gemara is really asking is, are avadim considered to be like karka, or avadim considered to be like metaltalin? Because on the one hand, avadim are running around, moving around, so they seem to be like metaltalin. On the other hand, there may be other dinim that seem to indicate that avadim are closer to the model of karka. So that's exactly what Rav Nachman was questioning Ula about. So Ula came with this grandiose statement, Hilchos HaGoyim Ben Avadim, and Rav Nachman asked him, did you mean from Yisomim also? That's a code phrase to say, namely, are you committing to the fact that avadim are like karka? Is that what you mean? So the Gemara answered that, Uli answered, lo, minei. That, no, that I don't mean you can collect from the Yisomim. I mean that you can collect from the person himself, to which the Gemara questions, what do I need Rav Nachman? What do I need Ula and Rabbi Elazar to tell me I can collect from a guy's avadim if the fellow's still alive? So the Gemara goes to a whole sidetrack. So then, if you go three lines from the top, towards the end of the line, the last word of the line. So up until now, Ula tells us that Rabbi Elazar would not let you collect from the Yisomim's Avadim. Labasa de Nafak, after Rabbi Nachman left the room, Amalu Ula, Hachi Am Rabbi Elazar, Afilu Miyasme. So Ula said, let me tell you what Rabbi Elazar really said. So after Rabbi Nachman had left. Why did he tell them after Rav Nachman was left? Because he didn't want to start up Rav Nachman. He knew Rav Nachman disagreed, so he didn't want to get into an argument with Rav Nachman, but he didn't want the Talmidim to be misled. So after Rav Nachman left the room, I guess they closed the tape recorders, so then Ula told them, by the way, you really can collect from Yisomim. So what just happened now in front of our very eyes is a machlekes Ula and Rav Nachman are avadim karka or avadim metaltalin. If avadim are karka, then you can collect from Yisomim. If avadim are metaltalin, then you can't collect from Yisomim. So now the Gemara continues with the story, a very dramatic story. So Amar Rav Nachman, Ishtamtin Ula. So Rav Nachman said, Ula ran away from us. Rav Nachman got wind of the fact that Ula had revamped the story after he left. He said, Ula's trying to avoid us. Hava Uvda Ben Arda. So one time itaka happened that the Shaila came up in the Harda. Somebody owed money, and the person who owed the money died, and the Malva wanted to collect from the Yisomim Zavadim. The Agbu Dayanid in Harda, and the Dayanid of Harda let them do that. In other words, the Dayanid of Harda paskin that the Avadim are like Karka. And a similar story happened. Have Uvda Bepupadisa. The same story happened in Pupadisa. The Advir of Chareb Abisna. Chareb Abisna, one of the Dayanid of Pupadisa, also paskin that you can collect from the avadu of the yisamim. So Amru Rav Nachman, did not take this lightly because Rav Nachman disagreed. Amru Rav Nachman, zilu ahaduru. He said to these dayanim, you better return all the money that you collected because you had no right to collect from the avadu because Rav Nachman is sticking to his position that an ever kanani is considered to be like betafla. So we have this running machlokes here for between Rav Nachman and everybody else. So if Elo and Rav Nachman threatened the dayanim by saying, if you don't return the money that you collected, shlokedin, magbinan l'chula apadnaichu, I'm going to take your houses away. You guys love him. You had no right to collect the avadim adina kibetatlan, and if you don't return the money that you collected, shlokedin, I'm going to go after you as well. Now this was not just an empty threat. Rav Nachman was very well connected in terms of, he was the head dayan. He was also the son-in-law of the Resh Galusa. Resh Galusa was the political leader of Klai Yisrael and Bavel at the time. So if Rav Nachman told you he's going to take your money away, he probably was going to do that. He had every right, every ability, halacha, and politically to do that. So the question is, what's going on? Rav Nachman seems to be the lone voice here. Everybody else seems to be of the opinion that Avadim are Dino Kakarka. Ula held that way, and Rav Elazar held that way, and in Nahardor they held that way, and in Pupadis they held that way. The only one who's holding out is Rav Nachman, who's claiming that Avadim are like Metaltlin. So finally, Amalei Rav Rav Nachman. Rav was Rav Nachman's Tamid Muva. So Rav turns around to his Rebbe and he says, Ha Ula, Ha Rav Elazar, Ha Dayanud in Nahardor, Ha Rav Chareb Abizna, Mar Kaman Svulei. Rav Nachman, Mechil is covered, is hailing a Rebbe, who do you hold like? He said, what's your Shita? So Amalei Rav Nachman responded, he says, I don't care what everybody else says. Ana masnisi adana. I have a braisa that supports me. Sometimes like you would have this kind of like a discussion in yeshivas today. You know, a guy says, well, I have all the acharonim on my side. So another one would say, that's nice, but I have a rishon. So it's a whole different ballgame. So Rav Nachman responded back to his Talmud, listen, my young Talmud Rava, I don't care what all the other dayanim in town are doing. I'm telling you that I'm right, that I have a braisa on my side, because the Tanoim have taught us already that an Eved Kenani is like Metaltalin. What was the braisa? The Tani Avimi. We have a braisa from the Beis Medrash of Avimi that says two halachas. One is Prusbul Chal Karka, the Eino Chal HaAvadim. If you want to write a Prusbul, the Prusbul was instituted by the days of Hillel, that if a person wants to collect his chov after the Shnas HaShemitah, so he has to transfer ownership of that chov, he has to hand over, in a sense, the chov to the Beis Din, a special way to circumvent the Din of Shemitah's Ksafim. So the Mishnah tells us in Masechah Shviyas that Shemitah, that's that Prusbul only works if the lova, the person who borrows, owns a little bit of karka. There are different reasons in the Mishnah why that's true, but that's the halacha. In order for a Prusbul to work, the lova has to own karka. What if the lova doesn't own karka? What if the lova only owns an Eved Kenani? So Avimi taught us, Prusbul chal karka v'en chal avadim. From the fact that a Prusbul doesn't take effect if the lova merely owns avadim, what does that show us? That ultimately an Eved is not like karka. And now, the second part, which is why we're learning the sugya, the second half of the Brais of Avimei, Metaltlin nikdim im hakarka, ve'eda nikdim im ha'avadim, that you can buy Metaltlin agav karka, if I sell your land in New York, so then the car in China will schlep along as well, but if I sell you an Eved, so the Metaltlin will not schlep along. What else does this teach us? In a sense that also, avadim are not like karka. So there are two dinim that are highlighting the Brais of Avimei that are clearly not putting Avadim into the Karka category. And it was this Brais that Rav Nachman says supports him. Just as Avadim are not like Karka vis-a-vis Prusbul, just as Avadim are not like Karka vis-a-vis Kinyan Agav, so too Avadim are not like Karka vis-a-vis collecting a chol from Yisoyimim. And how do you know there's a din of Kinyan Agav? So the Gemara continues, this nan, Mechasim She'elam Achrayis, Nikin Mechasim Yesh Achrayis, you can buy metaltalin agav karka. Menon Emili, how do you know that? Amachizkiya de amakura vitlam avia matanus rabos the castle vazav the mcdonus imara mitzurus biyehuda. The Gemara that we quoted, the quote really out of Masechet Kedusha and the chavav that we quoted before. So when all the dust settles, we have a major machlekes amaroyim, or is it eved kenani yeh karka, is it eved kenani not karka? And thus sugya was discussing shibud. Are the avadim mishubadim? Can you actually collect from the nechasim of the yisomim if all there is avadim? And Rav Nachman brought a riot to support his view from the brayis of Avimei, which wasn't even talking about shibud; it was talking about agav and about prusbul. So that's where this sugya ends in Bava Kamma. The question is, where do we go from this? What impact does this have on our discussion? So comes Tosfos in the fifth of the Maamar Kamos. Tosfos Bava Kamma Daf Yud Beis raises the following question. What is going on in the Sugya Bava Kamma? The Amoraim, all of a sudden everyone's waking up in Buffalo. Second, third generation Amoraim are all of a sudden having a machlokes. Is it ever like Karaka? Is it ever like Vitalpla? Nafkamina for Shiba? Nafkamina for Agav? Nafkamina for Prusbol? Frektai Zakasha? Afagav the Bakama Duchtin? Ashkechon the Kimikar Koidami? Lino no Shvua. There are Mishnayis in Bava Mitzia. There are Sugyas explicitly throughout Shas that say, Avodim Hukshal Karkos. Let's say Lamoshal, there's a din that we just added this week's parsha. That ain nishbon lacharkos. If I have a din Torah with you, I say you owe me $100, and you respond back, you only owe 50. So that's a shvus by the mitzvahs. You have to take a shvus min haTorah. That's learned out from Sukkot and Parshas Mishpatim. The Mishnah says it, but Mitzian and Shvus, ain nishbon lacharkos. If I say to you, you owe me 10 acres of land, and you respond, they only owe you 5 acres of land, there's no shvus derais in that. Ain nishbon lacharkos. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Maseches Bava Metzia and Maseches Shvuos, just as there's no Shvuah on Karkos, there's no Shvuah on Avadim either. If I say, you owe me 10 Avadim Kedainim, and you respond back, I only owe you 5, so you pay the 5, you don't have to take a Shvuah on the rest, because Ein Nishban al Avadim, how do you know? Because Avadim Hukshul Karkos, just as we know that Ein Nishban on Karka, Avadim are compared to Karka. The Pasuk says in Parshas Bahar, Laresh is Achuzah. The Torah speaks about Avadim being an Achuzah, being like a stay Achuzah, like a land. Avad Mukshla Karkos. So vis-a-vis Hilcha Shvuas, the din is, Ein Nishban Lakarkos. Similarly, the Mishnah says above Metzia, that if I sell you a piece of land, and I cheated you a little bit on the price, so you can't go back and take me to a din Torah to pay back, Ein Anol Karkos. The din of Anol, generally speaking, don't apply to Karka. And the Mishnah says in the same breath, Ein Anol Avadim. So if I cheated you a little bit on the price of an Eved Kedaini, you have no recourse in Beis Din, because Avadim Hukshul Karkos. So Taisus, yes, these are Mishnayis. How come the Amoraim, Rav Nachman, Ula, Rav Elazar, three generations later, are having a big machloikas, is an Eved Kedaini, yeah, Karka, not Karka? They forgot the Mishnayis. Mishnayis in Mabitzi, Mishnayis in Shavuos, that say explicitly that vis-a-vis Dinim of Anoa, vis-a-vis Dinim of Shavua, Avadim Adidik Karkos. So comes Tosfos with the following solution. The Omeri, the Hachalu Ayri Ela B'Milei D'Rabbanon, says Tosfos that our entire sugya in Bava Kamma, or Avadim like Karka, like Avadim, is not Legabi Didim D'Araisa. Legabi Didim D'Araisa, of course they're Didim Karka. Everybody knows this. This is Mishnah of Bava Tziyah. Ein Onol HaKakos, Ein Onol Avadim. Ein Ishbal HaKakos, Ein Ishbal Avadim. For Dinim D'Araisa, there was never even a discussion. The entire discussion revolved around vis-a-vis Dinim D'Rabbanon. All the Dinim mentioned in Bava Kamma Daf Yud Aleph and Yud Beis are all Dinim D'Rabbanon. So one could argue that maybe when the Chachamim made their takanas of Dinim D'Rabbanon, and there were differences within those worlds of D'Rabbanon, between Karka and Metaltlin, maybe they treat Avadim like Metaltlin. You know why? Because an Eved does walk around. So according to the Loshim Ne'odim, according to the people's perception, an Eved is closer to Metaltalin. On the other hand, in the pure world, D'Araisa, an Eved is like Karka. So that was the Shaila the Amoraim were fighting about. When you're dealing with Dinim D'Araisa, we have no choice. The Ban Shalom Kazak, Avadim Hukshul Karkos. But when it comes to a Dinim D'Rabbanan, we're making the rules. We're setting up the categories. Maybe in our Dinim D'Rabbanan, we should follow what the perception of people is. Or maybe we should follow what the Dinim D'Araisa are. So it's not clear. So that was the Machlokes Ula and Rav Nachman. So Tosfos says, every din mentioned in Bava Kamma Daf Yud Aleph and Yud Beis is only Midrabbanan. And Tosfos goes through the list. Remember, there were three dinim that were listed. One was Prusbul, one was collecting loans, and the other was Kinyan Agav. So Tosfos goes through all three and says, V'omiri, the Hachal Ayri Ela B'Mila D'Rabbanan, V'ligvos Mi'as Mi'la Kuchos, V'savar Shibud Alav D'Araisa. The collecting for a chov from Yisomim is only Dirabonin. So we don't have time yet today. Hopefully tomorrow we'll try to figure out what exactly Tosfos meant with that one line, but we want to get to the punchline. So that din of collecting from a chov, that's only Dirabonin. For Logavil and Dirabonin. Inyan Prusbul is for sure Dirabonin. That's the easiest of the three. Prusbul was at the Chon of Hillel. For sure that's Dirabonin. But now we get to the part that interests us for Asug. For Kinyan Agav, Kinnagel is one of those big three. Says the ring, nah, davi nami midirabanan. What's Kinnagel between friends? Not midirabanan. Ah, is a pasuk in ksuvim. Ukrad the armitzur is a spach to be amri. It's just a remez. It's a hint. It's not a real din deraisa. It's only a din derabanan with a smachta. So what Tosfos was assuming in Kedushin Daf Hey by sticking Agav into the Kavachemers and the Mamitzidas and the Pirches, as Rabbi Kiveger noted, that Tosfos in Kedushin Daf Hey was assuming that it's an absolute kidin der, it's a kidin deraisa. Tosfos in Rabbi Kama Daf Yud Beis was saying no, it's only a kidin derabanan, and they needed to say that because otherwise they couldn't make any sense out of the machlokes. What are they have a roim discovering America whether avadim yeah kark or no kark? Isn't it mishnayis? So the answer is no. The mishnayis are legabi deraisas. And we are the Gabi Derabbanans. So in all the dust settles, we have Machlokes 2 days in Tosfos. It's Kinyan Agav Derais, it's Kinyan Agav Derabbanan. But we just gave really, really, really the Rashi Prakim. We have to hopefully fill in some of the holes tomorrow with Hashem to try to understand this Tosfos in Bava Kamma a little bit better. Because Tosfos said quite a few things in the streamlined Tosfos. They took a lot of dinim that we thought were Derais and turned them into the Derabbanans. So we have a little bit of work to do in terms of just flushing out this Tosfos. And then going back to the drawing board, is that according to Tosfos in Kedushin, which Dash Sugar, which started this whole ball rolling, if Kinyan Agav is deraisa, so then how do you solve Tosfos' dilemma in Bava Kamma? That has to be another answer to that question. Hopefully, that's up tomorrow. We're going to try to expand a little bit more, get a better understanding of that Sugar in Bava Kamma. We get a better understanding, then we'll understand a little bit better the 2 days in Tosfos, setting up the stage for us. Is Kinyan Agav deraisa? Is Kinyan Agav deraisa? Hopefully, that's up tomorrow. We'll continue.